Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, you just fucking suck. It blows my mind that somebody like this not only exists, but also is delusional enough to post it online.
Lindsay, where are you calling me from?
Just outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. How old are you?
56.
At your age, you're basically unmatchable. Like, forget about it. No guy's gonna go for you.
It's over, baby. It's over with. I'm not trying to roast your looks. You're not giving the vibe of a 56-year-old woman who could still make something happen. Your hair looks shuffled. You look like you might be insane. Just no. Pretty much all men on the planet are going to say just no. Unless you're paying for somebody's lifestyle, then maybe. But even then, it's a maybe. And you still have a internet name that has beauty in it. WinBeauty68. Just stop it. It's time to give it up.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
Are you beautiful on the inside? Let's see. I highly doubt it, but let's see.
What you do for a living?
I work with disabled veterans.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
One.
How old is your child? Or adult child? 12.
I'm sorry, 14. Sorry.
14. Yeah. Have you ever married?
I have.
When did you get divorced?
April of this year.
They are who we thought they were.
Oh my goodness, got divorced at 55, and she had a kid at what, like 40, around 40? Why then? So many questions. And she got divorced thinking that there was something better on the other side. That's why she's on the Kendra G show. She didn't get divorced to be by herself. She is sadly mistaken if she thinks she can get better than whatever her husband was. And I don't know what her husband was, but I don't need to know. She can't do better.
Oh, how many years were you married for?
About 16.
Why'd y'all get married? I mean, why you get divorced?
I'd rather not say, but it wasn't my fault.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
Of course it wasn't. It's never a woman's fault, no matter what. A divorce has never been a woman's fault since the beginning of mankind. Of course not. It wasn't my fault. Oh, of course not. I'm sure it wasn't.
Are you sure?
So somebody married a 40-year-old. Oh, okay. I get it now. Clock was ticking. She wanted a kid. She got married at 40, pushed out a kid. She stayed with him a little while, but that's what he get. You don't marry a 40-plus-year-old woman under any circumstances. He was just an empty suit to give her, you know, a kid, and so she could say, oh, I've been married before.
I mean, come on. I know you. You know you. And I know that I know you.
This is why you don't marry a woman really after 25, but you damn sure don't marry a woman after 40.
I'd rather not say, but it wasn't my fault.
What's all the giggling about? She ain't got the giggle. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. Okay. Okay. So we got Wendy Baltimore, was once married. What's your zodiac sign?
Virgo.
All right. So we got Wendy Baltimore, 56, Virgo, disabled veteran. My also 14-year-old was once married, divorced earlier this year. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Well, I took some notes here.
It's a comedy show. Like, you should, when women start talking, like, it should be a show just named women. No, nothing else after. Just name the show women and just watch them just talk. Just watch them exist. Like, it's a running comedy skit.
I'm looking for someone who likes to travel. A serious professional, someone who wants a serious relationship.
No, you aged out of a serious relationship. If a businessman who 56 want to travel, he's gonna go travel to hit him some 23-year-old strange and actually have a good time, and not listen to some old hag nag and bitch and complain. And talk about, oh, we're going to be late, or why didn't you make reservations earlier, and all that. Nah. You got another fucking thing coming.
You know, well, you'll ask me other questions about their financial status and everything, right?
Well, girl, since you're ready, you can go ahead and say it.
Okay. You know, someone who is financially responsible, I would say right around the six-figure income.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
You could be making a lot more money than what you're making up in here if you would just use what you got to get what you want and stop messing with this chump change.
A woman you sleeping with ask you for money, she begging, it's a problem.
You need a job.
No, I don't want a job.
Well, I know.
It's so much work.
You won't have a man because a man can't be a man when he's saddled down up to his neck in debt with a dissatisfied woman who don't give a damn. She want more and more and more. Let me tell you something, woman.
These women need to just up their dose of meds. A 56-year-old man who makes six figures, and she think he's going to pick her to go travel with and get into a serious relationship with. For what? There is no reason to get into a serious relationship with a woman after, really after 30. There's just not. The only men who are going to do it is men who literally have no other choice and have no other options. And they're just desperate and they don't know what it's going to be like to be in a relationship with a woman. Because if they did, even blue pill men would pass.
You right.
But make no less than 100K.
Yeah, because really, where I live in Maryland, like, if you don't make that or close to that, it's hard to get by. So, I want to travel, you know, so.
Well, I'm assuming you make over 100K, right?
Yes.
So, what if y'all combine y'all living situation, and let's say he made 70. That's still an extra 70,000 to the 100K that you're already living off of.
Like, wait. What?
Uh-oh. You're using actual logic here. That you might be a misogynist for doing that. You might be a woman hater for actually pulling out data and logic and fact.
Right, right. Well, I mean, at this point, I'm not trying to tie myself down in that situation unless, like, Mr. Wonderful comes along.
She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard.
And Mr. Wonderful is not coming along. So you don't want to tie yourself down to the situation of living with a man. Like, so just get you a little young sugar daddy that you got to pay for. A little young, what do they call it? Sugar baby that you got to pay for. He could get you down good and y'all could go travel. Yeah. Because if a man just want a casual relationship with a woman, 56-year-old man, he ain't picking a 56-year-old woman.
I would like, you know, for them to have their own and I'll have my own. And
okay, so you don't want to get married again?
I really don't, no.
Thank you, Jesus!
Okay, so he has his own, you have your own, but you would desire a committed relationship.
Yes.
And you want to be able to travel.
Yes.
Okay. All right, she's laying it down. Any, let's go to your deal breakers.
Okay.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
I don't understand why women don't get this. Why would he be faithful and be in a committed relationship with a woman who don't want to live together, don't want to get married? There is no market for you based on what you're describing. If she would have said, like, honestly, if she would have said, I'm looking to get married again, there would be more of a market. If she came like, look, I'm looking to get married again. I'm a submissive wife. I cook, I clean, I shut the fuck up. She might be able to bag a 65-year-old man who was looking to get married again. But they come on here with these demands. You got to take me traveling. I like to go to 5-star restaurants. No, there is no market for you to be a spoiled princess as a 56-year-old divorcee mother of one. There's no market of men out there for you. Like I said, there's some 65, 70-year-old men who want to get married again. And if you would have came with your hair done and looking like you actually cared about this at all, and you came talking about submission and cooperation, there would have been some market out there for you.
Shit.
So no one who currently has a wife, currently has a girlfriend, or currently is involved with anyone who thinks that he's their wife or girlfriend or a friend with benefits.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that.
I definitely don't want someone who can't be honest, can't be open.
That's too damn bad!
Like, I'm not even trying to be mean, ma'am, but the only thing you qualify for is somebody's third string fling when there's nothing else available. When all his other bitches are busy, he'll call you to use your body. That's all you're worth on the dating market. I'm not saying that's all you're worth as a human, but that's all you're worth on the dating market, period.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to come down her throat, something like that, and after that, she's fucking in the dating market, she's done.
They have to be emotionally available, emotionally, you know, secure. You know, somebody who ideally comes from a good family, you know, well-rounded, you know, broad-minded, you know, they don't have to be like a world traveler, but someone who has seen the world.
She's literally describing James Bond. And I mean, I guess James Bond, not really that emotionally intelligent. This woman is describing Mr. Perfect at 56. She's literally describing the perfect man. As a woman who looks like she's on drugs. I'm not trying to be funny, but we're just having an honest conversation here amongst men. This woman looks like she's a drug addict, and she's asking for Mr. Perfect.
I know you playing.
Okay, are you open to our races?
I am.
Nigga, no!
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
I mean, he should be easy to look at.
Now, she met this.
No,
she
didn't.
And when I call.
Can you imagine that he got to be a world traveler, make six figures, and be something to look at? Think about how ridiculous that is.
Easy to look at. He doesn't have to be like model material. You know, a nice looking guy, you know, over 5'8", let's say. I'm not looking for a 6 foot tall guy like a lot of people are. You know, a little bit taller than me is fine. I'm 5'5½", so. You know, just an average looking guy. You know, for me, personality is more important.
In her mind, she's not asking for much. Do y'all pick up that vibe? I'm getting the vibe that she's like, yeah, I'm pretty realistic. I'm pretty reasonable.
Personality and character qualities.
Okay, we got to the money earlier. 100K is the desired amount. Let's do the Kendrick Ham.
Please! Please! Now!
Okay. I had to clean up in here a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Nice, casual, classy look. Okay. Wendy, do you want to be in Baltimore? Well, 100K in Baltimore is a lot. Right?
Wow.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You don't think so? I would think 100K in Baltimore. I don't know.
Yeah, she tried to play the whole, it's expensive to live around here card, but then Kendra like caught on like, wait, Baltimore? Yeah, ain't expensive to live in Baltimore. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's not a lot?
I mean, it depends. I mean, if you want to be a homeowner, it isn't. You know, if okay. You want a rent apartment, yeah.
It's okay. I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Would you date a bus driver? Would you date
if
a bus
he owns
driver?
The bus? If he owns no. It. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem.
Woo! I caught it. All right, let's keep going, girl. When was your last relationship?
Like I said, I was divorced in April. So, what's that, 8 months?
Okay. And how many years were you married again?
16.
Oh, you was married since your child's father?
Yes.
Wow. After 16 years, you were done?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Over a year.
Okay. Three flaws you have to work on.
I'm a procrastinator.
They all say the same. They're just robots. Every woman on this show says I'm a procrastinator as one of the flaws. Oh my. Can they come up with an original thought to save their life? They can't. I don't think they can.
I mean, I get it done, but, you know, I have to think about it and think about it, and, you know, and then I'll eventually do it. It's not laziness. I have to build myself up to whatever it is I have to take care of, you know. I could definitely be more social, but, you know, being married for 16 years, I haven't been in the clubs. I really don't want to go to the clubs, you know.
Ever felt this